Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. The new Stockyards Ag Experience in Sioux Falls seeks to tell the story of agriculture in the region and its impact on the economy and society. Executive Director Jennifer Hazing joins us in the studios in Sioux Falls now. Jennifer, hi.
Good morning. Thanks for having us.
Thanks for being here. And Susan Randall.
Good morning.
Who is the vice president of the board. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Yeah. All right. Well, welcome both of you. Jennifer, why don't you go ahead and start out by telling me how this all got started and put us in context for the location and where
sure.
we can see the experience as well.
We're located in the Falls Park Horse Barn. The first phase of our project there at the barn tells the story of agriculture in our region, starting with the history of the Sioux Falls Stockyards. So we have about 1,800 square feet of interpretive space there at the Falls Park Horse Barn. 900 square feet is dedicated to telling that story of the 92-year history of the Sioux Falls Stockyards. Then in our lower level, we make connections to contemporary ag today in what we call our farm-to-table story. So that's helping our guests make connections from agriculture to their everyday life, thinking about how food gets to the table and how other products from our region are useful in their daily lives.
How long has this been in the planning?
Years, I would say. Susan knows lots
Susan,
about
let me
that.
Jump in.
Jump in
yeah.
and give us some history.
Well, Jim Wooster is the president of the board, of course, and a well-known figure throughout the region. Jim was really the one who had the initial vision of putting the Stockyards Ag Experience together. I retired from my position in 2012, and he approached me soon after that. A board was formed. It was around 2013 that we became together, were incorporated, and moved things forward. So it's been, you know, a journey. And Jen came on a year ago to be our executive director, and we were in then the final stages of the contract with the city parks department for using the barn for this new purpose and getting the exhibits designed and conceptualized first, then designed and actually now implemented and ready for people to see.
So geographically, the horse barn itself, which is an actual barn, it looks like a barn. It's been all redone and refurbished to hold it. It held the arts center for a while and in a gallery space. So prepped and ready to go for a new exhibit space. It's really close to the stockyards themselves. So do
right
we know the history of the building? Did it have a connection to the stockyards at some point in its past?
What a great question. The quick answer is no, but what I can tell you what we do know about the building. We believe that it dates about to the 1880s. Of course, record keeping in those days different, but thanks to our friends at the Siouxland Heritage Museums, we do know some about the building. We also know that there was a creamery operation nearby in the late 19th century, so we suspect that there was a connection between the two. The city of Sioux Falls came into possession of that building in the early 20th century and has been in possession of it since. We suspect that's where the horse barn nickname came from, as the city stored horses and mules and other animals that were achieving city business, hauling equipment, fire trucks, and so forth. Then for many years, it housed the street department. You mentioned the Sioux Falls Arts Council had been there since 2012, we think. And since that time, it's just been used as storage. So the building has been transformed as a part of the City of Sioux Falls Capital Improvement Project Program through the Sioux Falls Parks and Rec Department. Essentially, that renovation created a blank canvas for the Stockyards Ag Experience, and then we've installed the painting, so to speak.
Sure. Susan?
Yes.
Sorry, I had a blank for a minute there. Like Susan Randall. If you're just joining us, our guest Susan Randall, Jennifer Hazing, they're both representing the Stockyards Ag Experience. It's a new exhibit and gathering place, really, here in Sioux Falls, sort of celebrating, honoring that ag history. Susan, do you have a background in agriculture that some connections here for you, or is this something you're preserving for others?
You know, it's both. The connections, though, are pretty deep. My own family history is that our elders were homesteaders in Minnehaha County, Burke Township, to be precise, in the late 1800s and early 1900s. And my father, Leland, had a trucking business, which his father, Roy, had started in the early days when the Stockyards was formed, 1917. My grandfather was a enterprising fellow who bought a truck and hauled his own livestock and started hauling livestock for neighbors to the stockyards. And eventually that became successful. He moved the family to Dell Rapids. My father became, once he became an adult, joined the business. And so it was a father-son endeavor for a number of years. And anyway, so it goes. And then my brother was in the business for a while when he became a young adult. So the legacy of the Randall truck line is deep. And I remember going to the stockyards as a little kid. It was pretty exciting to get to ride along in the truck to the stockyards on one of the delivery trips. What's so interesting about the story of the stockyards is there across the region, there are all these little small businesses that got started and grew because the stockyards was there. But it also helped farms grow. Farms were able to actually have a market to take livestock to. So rather than one or two cows and pigs and chickens, they were able to grow their herds, have a viable market to sell their herds at. And so it really was an important engine to the growth of agriculture in this region.
And tell me what that experience was like as a little kid once you got there. Did you just deliver and leave, or do you stay and are part of this process of...
Yeah, you would stay, you would see the catwalks where, and of course the cattle would have to be unloaded. And one of the speakers who has also great memories, I'm borrowing from her, she called it the Symphony of the Stockyards.
Sure.
Because there's the Symphony of the bellowing of the cattle and the bleating of the sheep. And there was a wide range of livestock that were sold at the stockyards. It was not only cattle and not only hogs, but sheep were there, sometimes goats. So it was a rather broad range. And then, of course, there is the cacophony of workers. So we'd get to be a part of and feel that vibe. And then, of course, we'd always have the delight of a meal at the Stockyards Cafe, which not only does my family remember, but many people who went to the stockyards remember the delight of the special meal out at the cafe.
Jennifer, give us in the last few minutes we have here some basics on and who can go, who's the audience, who do you want to stop down, and admission fee, that sort of thing.
Well, this is a y'all come. So everybody is welcome at the Stockyards Ag Experience. We're open to the public, serving our mission year-round with extended hours April to October when we know things are quite busy in the Falls Park location. It's a $5 admission fee for adults over 18, $3 for children 3 to 18, and free for infants 2 and younger. You could expect to spend a good amount of time, an hour or 90 minutes in the facility, and we're especially excited about that farm-to-table story, highly interactive, high-tech, low-tech, iPads, games, lots of playing through learning through playing. You can scan food products to learn about 150 different food items you'd find in your kitchen. So you could invest about the amount of time you would spend at a movie for a little less cost there at the Ag Experience.
So the farm-to-table conversation is sort of making a resurgence, not only across the Midwest, but nationwide. Why is it important to sort of bring this not only from a history of this stockyards that started in 1917, I believe, to, you know, introduce this sort of farm-to-table concept?
Well, I would say part of it is that so many Americans now are far from the farm, mm-hmm. and no longer live where food is grown and prepared for going to the market. So as that population shift happens, we want to make sure there's a place where people can learn where their food comes from and have a deeper understanding about that. And of course, that leads to perspectives on policy that's made in our state governments and federal governments. So it's really important that citizens, voters understand the farm-to-table story.
All right. Susan Randall, Jennifer Hazing, the new Stockyards Experience. It's at Sioux Falls in the old horse barn, if you remember that is, right down at Falls Park. Thank you so much both for joining us today. We appreciate your time.
Thank you.
Thank you.